Hi there. The word for you today is on thoughts about Jacob. In Genesis 32:26, Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Now Jacob got off to a bad start in life. When it came to business practices, he had more angles than a pyramid. First he ripped off his older brother Esau, then his father-in-law Laban. Then one night, the angel of the Lord showed up in Jacob's tent and wrestled with him until daybreak. As the sun rose, the angel said to him, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." It was at that point the angel of the Lord told him that he would no longer be called by his old name, Jacob, which means deceiver, but by his new God-given name, Israel, which actually means a prince with God. Now, up until this time, Jacob thought making money would make him happy, but it didn't. Indeed, it almost cost him his family. Hello? Sound familiar? But after wrestling with God, he received a new name, a new nature, a new walk, and a new future. And isn't that what you want too? Well, the good news is, you can have it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, Jacob, up until this time, was a self-made man. He didn't know he'd been born for a purpose greater than merely acquiring stuff, and it was only in God's presence, after wrestling with God, that he discovered who he really was and what he was called to do in life. So Jacob's story, in a nutshell, goes like this. Jacob is who he was. Esau is who he wanted to be. But Israel, a prince with God, is who God made him. And you know what? God can do the same for you, if you'll just let him.